Welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. It's a Monday, which means we get to talk about the Prowlers weekend. And in terms of wins and losses, it didn't end the way we hoped, but it was certainly a weekend of adventure and the star of the weekend. And if you don't get FHL Player of the Week, I'm going to be very disappointed. I get a vote on Rookie of the Year, and Jeremy, you're going to get a vote for Rookie of the Year. he had to do, if you don't know, if you haven't heard this story, on Saturday night, because of injuries, the Prowlers were down to signing Kelly Curl and bringing him in to play goal, and Jeremy was brought in as the emergency backup goalie, so he wore the pads, sat on the end of the bench, and did the broadcast of the game from there, which is not easy.
In goalie pads.
In goalie pads. I've had to do one from benches before, not with goalie pads on, though. So I know it's not the easiest place to watch the game from, and it can be fairly lively there. But you managed to get through it. Tell us about everything that happened and your experience with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, thank you for your vote for Rookie of the Year. I'm glad I can at least get
Let's start the campaign.
So what happened was after Friday night's game, Michael Santagita was dealing with an injury problem, and Ville Kakkola, he had like a lower body injury. So we go back to the hotel, and a few of us stayed on the bus just to go to the gas station to get some like smoothies and fruit drinks, things like that. And Joe and the bus driver are back at the bus, and I'm walking back to the bus, and Joe goes, yeah, we're going to have to sign you as like an emergency backup goaltender. I'm like, are you serious? He goes, yes. And I think I asked him, like, are you serious? Maybe 10 times. And I was thinking, I'm like, this is like a chance I'll never get. Like, I have to take it. Absolutely. So, yeah, I was like, yeah, I have the contracts in my bag. What do you want me to do? He says, give him the mat. He'll fill everything out. Great. So the next day, I'm in my room. Lunch was at like 12, so I get like a call, and it's Matt saying come down. And so I came downstairs. He had everything drawn up, signed the contract with a bunch of guys. Everybody couldn't believe it. It was something else. And hours go by. We're on our way to the game. It's like 3:30, and Matt reads the bus league tweet, like saying, I can't remember exactly what they said.
It was a petition to get Jeremy to broadcast the game from the bench. That's what they were, because Bus League Hockey was all over this. And I remember I was sitting after at the field house in Marysville with a couple of my buddies, and I look and I see the tweet and I go, excuse me? I'm like, Jeremy Skiba signed as emergency backup. Yeah. And then I let a few choice words go, and then I called Jeremy. But anyway, go on.
So Matt Graham is reading that tweet out, the petition tweet, and Joe immediately, he's like looking down, he looks up at me, and he's like, can you do it? And I said, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know where the nearest, you know, outlet is, but if you have extension cords and stuff, yeah, we can make it work. And he goes, yeah, we have some in the box, like, we can do this. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it, absolutely. So I set up everything the second I got there. Everything worked. And then come game time, yeah, that's what I was doing. I was sitting on the bench with the guys. Anytime we scored, I made sure to get my knuckle bump in, and I came back to the bench. But yeah, it was such an experience. So awesome being down that low. Because all year, well, I'd always wondered, you know, what it'd be like to do it from the bench, or at least watch a game from the bench, you know. And we were short-staffed, you know, due to injuries and players not being able to come on the trip. So I had plenty of room there, and it was great. I wasn't really in the way of anybody. And like I said, the guys had fun with it. You know, I was going to let them go on the mic or grab it whenever they wanted.
Which
to,
Joe
you know?
Did. Yeah. And Dalton J did.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, no, it was like I said, it was just such an amazing weekend, one I'll never forget. And this has to go down in the history books.
Dalton's been on the show a lot, and I trust him with the mic a little more than I trust Joe with the mic, especially in a situation where he's excited.
Here, good thing though, we're an online stream. There's no regulation. So some of the background noise you heard, if we were affiliated with a radio station, yeah, that wouldn't have happened.
And I didn't know how clear the background would be.
It was.
I haven't listened back to the broadcast, but I'm like, first off, I'm glad I sounded clear, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, I did. I read the Bus League article afterwards, and just seeing, you know, all the words that were put in that they could be.
Every time you guys scored, just Let's go, boys.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'll be honest. I'm glad it was all heard, you know, exactly what it'd be like being on the bench. And I'm glad, you know, I got to present that, you know, to the hockey world.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique thing. Yeah. And it sounded like you had fun. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
In spite of the fact, gentlemen, that, I think we gave up 25 goals in three games, which I get it. Couple of reasons. Number one. The goaltending situation with the injuries and
just start there. Like, Chris Paulin gets hurt.
Number two, only having 12 guys.
Yeah. Only two. Four defense.
Yeah.
Defensemen.
And three on.
Yeah, three on Saturday.
And having to play three games in three nights, it's going to turn into hockey, 11-9 hockey
that
on the
game
final
is,
night.
That series is not indicative of what this team is. You have, like you said, they played the third period of Friday night's game with a hobbled goalie. Like, there's not much he can do. He gave up half his goals there. They didn't play great beforehand, but again, 12 guys. They got a gutty win the first night. Second night, they lose bad. And then Saturday was what it was. You have a guy who hasn't played hockey in a year. You have a guy who hasn't played hockey since he was 10 as the backup. And you have a defenseman suspended. So you're down to three defensemen. So, you're running a lot of lines, and then you still put up a good fight. This is not indicative of what this team is. I fully expect them to go get 6 points from Battle Creek and be ready to go when they travel to Elmira the following weekend.
And just hopping off, like, the injuries and all that. I remember being in the locker room after Saturday's game, and Matt Cram said something. And Zach Sulkanich goes, I thought in the middle of the second period, I thought it was the end of the third. Like, you know, that's how, like, these guys were, like, killing themselves and they retired, you know. It was, like I said, Saturday was just a crazy night. And, you know, being that short-staffed, it takes a toll.
That's when you don't mind the long bus ride to just, especially since not a lot of guys were there. There's a little bit more room to stretch out on the bus. And I can get that. Were you guys, because the weather was horrible, apparently. Or at least they were making it sound like it was horrible down there.
Yeah. First 2 days, it was great. Then the third day, pretty much up until we got to the arena, black skies, but it was pretty humid out and warm. And then when we were in the arena, we were getting the tornado alerts, yada, yada, yada. And when we left, it was fine. It was, unless it went on while we were playing the game, I don't know. But the weather was fine overall. Yeah.
Well, I know Columbus had a problem with their broadcast.
They were knocked off the air several times during the YouTube feed and all of that was fine, but he kept saying he couldn't play his radio commercials and all that because he was knocked off.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. But no, again, coming up this week, Dalton Young supposed to be back in the lineup. He had a nasty bug. He's actually lost a good amount of weight.
I saw him today for the first time since the Danville weekend. Yeah, he looks... skinnier.
But he looks good now. Yeah. Like, he's healthy. Yeah. That's another defenseman coming back. I'm assuming we can get Giuliano
and Arnett to travel
across the state. It's only 2.5 hours. So you're going to have a semi-full roster. I mean, it's a good weekend to play Battle Creek. Like, I know you kind of joked about, it sucks we didn't get to play Battle Creek in the beginning. This is a good weekend to play Battle Creek.
I don't know. I look at it two ways. I get what you're saying. And I think everything will be all right, but I get nervous having to play them if we don't have because that's when bad things can happen. I don't want bad things to happen.
No,
not against Battle Creek.
No, and I don't think it will. I think this team's tough enough and mentally tough enough to get through it. So, again, see what happens. I think this team's going to be just fine. Especially if Michael Santagita gets healthy.
Yeah.
And some guys come back down, this will be the best team in the league.
Yeah, Santagita, he played one period and made 15 saves on 16 shots. Yeah, he looked good. You know, like I said, it was the first time I ever got to watch him. He looked really good.
He's so
good. If he can get back that, being healthy, that'd be a huge addition in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And any other word? Have we heard anything like on Robertson, how he's doing?
Last time I checked, I think it was... few nights ago, I think Saturday, on the way, he texted me after the game, like saying, like, unreal, like, you got to do that. I hope you enjoyed it. But I looked him up in Fayetteville. He has 5 games played, 2 assists.
I would be I would be surprised if he did not come back to McMorrin at some point this season.
I'm going to tell you what. This would have been a weekend where he would have scored 6 or 7 goals the way these games were played.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably would have won Saturday.
I think we would have, I was thinking that, too, in the back of my mind. Like, if Robertson was playing, like, with just how the game was going.
What this means. I don't have any insight. Take it for what it's worth. Corey Simons was released from Pensacola. You don't know if he's coming back. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying he isn't. I just know I saw on the SPHL transaction report, Corey Simon released on waivers.
Yeah, he's got to clear through that league before he can come back to the FPHL, which I reluctantly am throwing that P in now.
No.
Apparently that's what
I'm just
want.
Calling it the Fed.
I hate that when they do that. It happened to me, too. Like, it was the Colonial League, and then it was the United League. It's like, come on. What was wrong with the Colonial League?
Colonial's got a ring to it.
I thought so. A lot of times.
But I do, I do like
the United League. We weren't that united. All the teams hated each other.
I do like just calling it the U-Haul, though. I think that's a nice, that's got a nice ring to it, the U-Haul.
The commissioner did not like it.
Really?
When it was referred to that.
Why?
Richard Brosell did not like the name U-Haul.
Why?
Because it has a negative connotation to it.
What's negative about it? U-Haul's a fine company.
That people are packing up and on the move and shuffling around, and he liked the idea of stability.
Then don't name it the UHL.
And he thought
it like U-Haul.
He thought it degraded the league.
How'd that work out for him? Yeah. Where's the U-Haul now?
It's gone, like most of the other leagues that were around then. In fact, of the leagues that were around then, the only ones that are still left are the NHL, the American League, and the East Coast Hockey League. Everybody else
the SP
went away.
Back then?
The SP wasn't around back then. There was then Atlantic Coast Hockey League. There was a Sunshine Hockey League.
What was the one you were in? The Western?
The Western Professional.
Which was really just
Western
the South.
Hockey League. There was a Central Hockey League. There was an the two versions of the International Hockey League.
Well, then most of them just became the Coast.
Now, the Coast swallowed up a lot of the more viable franchises. There are a lot of things that happened.
Right.
The Coast kind of swallowed up the Western Hockey League, and the Central League kind of swallowed up the Western Professional Hockey League, and then got swallowed up itself eventually.
And then the new IHL, a couple teams
got,
went.
Yeah.
Kalamazoo, Fort Wayne.
Kalamazoo was the first to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting story in itself, too, that maybe one day I will tell you
maybe
about.
Maybe we'll put it on a broadcast.
We'll figure all of that out. Jeremy, fantastic. Glad you were able to pull it off.
Thank you.
Wish you would have gotten in there. We could have mic'd you up and got you into the game. That would have been really fun.
Just put the mixing board on the back of the net. Yeah.
And hey, in this league, probably would have let you get away with doing it. If they can put a water bottle up there.
Why not a mixing board?
Mm-hmm. What's
just
it gonna
run the cord along the glass?
I would have just liked to hear his reaction when somebody was coming in on him on a breakaway. He probably would have messed the guy up with all your talking.
He shoots. I make the save.
Shoots, hits me in the head. Ow.
Oh, what a save by Skiba. Oh, I'm going to have a welt. Good stuff. Jeremy Skiba and Brady Beaton joining us on the program. And we'll take a break and be back with more in just a moment. It's Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.